State Superintendent Tony Evers, what brings you to northern Wisconsin?
Well, several reasons. I'm visiting the library here in Rothschild, and then from here going to Merrill School District and do some visits there, and then eventually end up today in Hurley. So we're moving north as we go. So this is a great stop. This is a good example of what a community can do to bring public library services to their citizens.
And a lot of people may not tie it together, but public libraries and education in the school systems just go hand in hand.
Oh, absolutely. We have to have excellent systems on both sides of the aisle, the library and the education. You can see today the number of young people here that are getting involved with reading and so on, and that'll carry over to their K-12 experience.
Once you get to Merrill, what are you going to cover up there?
Well, two things. One, we're going to visit the elementary school there and engage in a celebration around what they're doing about positive behavior interventions, and then go to the high school and look at some of their career and technical education, and visit a collaborative group of teachers that are working on a number of projects there. It's going to be an exciting day.
They might even show you the Pine River Project as well.
I bet they will. Absolutely. I've been to Merrill before. I've never been to the school district, so this is a great opportunity for me.
Your travels are taking you as far as Hurley today?
Yes, tonight in Hurley, and then tomorrow morning our Rural Advisory Council is meeting at the Hurley School District, and so spend time there, and then actually from there go to the Lac des Flambeaux area and visit the leadership of the American Indian Nations up there.
Looking at education, there have been a lot of changes in the last few years. Budget-wise, it's been affecting the schools. There have been standards that have been changed recently. What's the biggest challenge right now?
Well, the challenge right now is to connect the dots. There are so many initiatives. You mentioned several. The new standards, we're developing a new assessment system, a new accountability system. Clearly, budgetary issues are facing our school district. So it's, A, remaining positive, keeping our eye on the prize, which is increasing student achievement, but also making sure all these initiatives that we're undertaking here and across the state of Wisconsin are connected, people see value in them, and really raise student achievement.
Is there a huge problem right now with funding these initiatives in the future?
Some of these initiatives are related to funding. Some of them are not. I think we really do need to reinvest in public education. The cuts that we took last time, while I understand the economics of Wisconsin, but the fact of the matter is we have to really invest both in our public schools but also our public libraries in order to make these changes and these positive changes that we're making.
Not too long ago, I believe last week, you made a stop at a different type of facility, the Challenge Academy. How'd that go?
That was great. It's a good opportunity to see a specific program dealing with at-risk kids. One of our goals in Wisconsin clearly is to make sure every kid is a graduate. And the Challenge Academy deals with some specific kids that are really at risk. And it was real impressive, the work that they're doing there.
Anything you'd like to cover I haven't asked you about?
No, it's great to be in northern Wisconsin. I'm glad that there's no snow on the road, but there's so many good things going on in the state, and we have to continually remind ourselves in Madison that there's quality all across the state of Wisconsin. So I'm just grateful to be here.
Real good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.